Hang on, 1 second.
Hello, is
this Mike?
Yes.
Yeah, you gotta. I think you gotta turn off our feed there. Like, mute our feed. It's like turning off the radio when you call into a radio show.
Right.
But we can't call it that because it's not a radio show.
It's a podcast.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, nice and clear. Listen to that.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Listen to that.
That's almost like you're a professional.
I have a PowerBook, so it sounds expensive.
Yeah. No, it's very inexpensive. It's pretty much any mic stand I can tie together, and any
literally there's a zip tie on this one.
Yeah, any SM58 I can gather, and any pair of headphones I can scrounge. But you know, it's what we do, and we have fun with it. So
that's true.
It's nice. I am an Ono Radio Show virgin. So
welcome.
Popping chairs.
Now, as the virgins, I haven't asked these guys yet, but this is something I asked a question of a listener not too long ago. Oh, Duncan was on this podcast.
Oh, yeah, this is a good one. This is actually very important. It's scientific.
It's scientific. We are trying to gather a database of exactly the amount of buttholes seen by individuals over their lives. So I was going to ask you, Mike, how many – if you were just to estimate the amount – like. See, I kind of factor in like porno buttholes as half buttholes. They don't count as a whole butthole, but they count as some form of a butthole because you saw it, but it wasn't in real life. Right. So that counts as a half butthole. But
factoring in the half butthole. Yeah.
You gotta factor
equation.
In the half butthole equation, and then factor in the amount of actual buttholes seen in the real life.
Your own,
and
included.
That is 1 point. So
just
you got a half point and a 1 point. How many buttholes
these
do you
real,
think you have
not
seen?
Like bad people,
right?
In your lifetime,
life or like in, let's say, motion pictures.
No, well, that's
well,
what
that's
I'm
like
saying.
A quarter butthole if it's a motion picture,
right? Because that's allowed.
Gotcha. Well, I would say at least four, including Anne Heche's butthole in the cycle.
Four?
Four?
Wow. Christian is down for 7,300. He just topped my friend Trevor at 6,200.
I think for me, I mean, that's fairly conservative.
Does that make him the butthole queen now?
I think it does. Unless the previous butthole queen does call and reclaim her title,
yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Cannot hold up to the standard of butthole queen.
Exactly. Oh. So Mike, you're basically saying you're going with four? Is that all? that's impossible. You've seen
like
more buttholes than
four. In real life? In real life?
No.
Real life
you get
and
a half
porn.
Point for
half
every
porno butthole.
Porno
movie
butthole.
I'm afraid I haven't made a counter, but I will start.
You can make an estimation.
Yeah, think about how much porn, on average, you would look at during a given, in my case, day.
Because I'm guessing around myself, 350.
350?
Conservatively, 350.
Okay,
conservatively, 350.
Okay, can the gay person ask a question just for a second?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, do you mean this? It's like, we're not talking about asses. We're talking about full-on spread.
Buttholes.
Full-on
yeah,
winking
fucking puckered
eye.
Starfish. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
So yes,
I've tongue punched a lot of them in my day, so it's fine.
Tongue punch in the fart box.
Tongue punch the starfish.
Yeah.
You're scared. I mean,
Christian, switch places.
Look, just because you're being dripped on yet again.
By the way, Mike,
thank you for your, you know, your butthole estimation.
Yes.
I think it's kind of bullshit. Four does not cut it for me.
The butthole estimation.
You've got to be in the hundreds. I think every male that has watched porno is in the hundreds.
At least.
Okay, I'll do a nice conservative 173.
173.
There
right.
we go.
I'm going to go ahead and write it down.
Write it down.
It's in the...
this is going into Excel right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is going to be
a graph.
Let me pull a pen from my drug drawer. And go ahead and write down.
He's got a butthole-colored pie chart that
That's true.
He's working on right now.
Is it the color of the butthole?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's different shades of different
ethnicities. Now, are we talking about like a bleached butthole?
I was going to say, there are different... I've seen some... Not so friendly looking buttholes.
Apparently, people like to bleach their buttholes.
Oh,
there you go.
That's like a thing. Mike, you familiar with the bleached anus?
am I familiar with it?
Yeah, you ever seen one of those?
No, I have not seen one of those.
No?
Now, if you've watched porn, you probably have.
You probably have in porn.
Summer.
I'm not looking really at that a whole lot.
Can I ask Summer the same question I asked you?
Yeah, her number's probably higher.
Okay, let me ask you real quick.
What?
We've got a running tally. Okay, this is how it works. Basically, we're trying to figure out how many buttholes people see in their lifetimes.
Oh my god, I can't even estimate because I used to work at an adult video store in college.
Oh,
the per capita.
You might be the new butthole queen.
You might be. Oh. Okay. You might overtake Christian.
Oh wow,
Christian is estimated.
I might have to relinquish my crown.
It's you know when Forbes does like a listing of its most powerful people and they estimate you know their net worth and what have you. Christian is butthole net worth is around 7,300 buttholes.
Yeah.
The previous candidate to that was 6,200, and that's Trevor. Mike ranks in at just 173 buttholes. I personally am at around 350. I'm wondering, conservative estimation, what do you think?
I have no idea. I mean, because it's probably got to be less than 7,300 buttholes because you have to think Christian's been gay quite a while.
Since birth.
And I only worked at...
I'm sorry. It was a choice that I made 3 years ago.
I know. Well, you know what? If you go to the Mormon church, they'll just get it right on out of you, baby.
It's true.
They're
very clean people, the Mormons.
I'm going to BYU next year.
I'd say like maybe 5,000.
Get used to beer that is
5,000 buttholes.
Probably.
All right. All right.
Because, I worked there for 2 years, and then, add in, the smattering of porn watched after.
Smattering. Oh, people with standards that aren't depraved.
So I'm so proud.
You're going in around, you said around 500, is that 5, right?
5,000.
5,000. 5,000.
Add another zero.
Okay, good.
You
good.
Nice, short. You've got a nice bleached slice of the butthole part.
Yeah, we asked Mike about the bleached butthole. He didn't seem to know much about it.
Well, he probably has. That's what I said.
If he's watched any porn, he must have seen
that. That's what the little nozzle on the end of the toilet cleaner thing's for, isn't it? That you just shove on the bleach.
Oh,
no, just squirt it up.
Adam over here is talking about a toilet duck, and I don't know why.
Yeah, a toilet duck, because that's the bleach, and that's how you do it, surely. No. That's why the nozzle's there.
The toilet duck has
he brings
to do
up
with your
a
anus.
Pretty valid point, I guess. You know? I mean,
DIY butthole bleachers.
I wouldn't want to
It's
mess
the
with
curtain
that.
Hanger of, you know.
Yeah. The curtain hanger, you mean the coat hanger?
The coat hanger.
The wire coat hanger.
No more curtain hangers ever.
They cause
abortion.
I was
going somewhere else with it.
They cause abortion.
They cause it. That plus flight of stairs.
Oh, I'm on track.
Oh, Jesus.
So, Owen.
Yeah, Mike, what's going on?
I was putting in the chat, but I realized it wasn't working. You guys were talking about Netflix earlier. Have you guys seen Chaws? Chawz.
Wait, what?
Chaws.
Is it like that movie production studio that makes all those like ripoffs, like Transmorphers?
No, it is. What?
It kind of sounds like one of those ones on the Sci-Fi Channel, like
or a trauma show.
I'm not sure if it was on TV or not, but it is almost a shot for shot remake of Jaws, however, starring all Chinamen. And it's a wild boar instead.
Whoa.
Okay.
A wild boar.
Nice.
There's a Quint, there's a Brody, there's a Hooper. They're not called those characters.
Not Quint. Clint,
it is literally Jaws. Chinese.
I think we all have a homework assignment.
Crint.
Absolutely.
I think we all need to watch this film. We may need to.
Okay, here's my question. How do you translate "we're going to need a bigger boat" into wild boars?
They do. They say it.
Why are they on a boat?
They're Chinamen.
Yeah,
that's what
Why
they
wouldn't
do.
They be on a boat?
The Chinaman is not the issue here, dude.
No. Looking for Chaws.
Chaws.
The name alone.
His name is Chaws, the wild boar.
Riled boars.
Riled boar priest.
It's a riled boar.
It's riled boar.
Absolute goodness.
That's fantastic.
We got the Chaws.
I did come across a movie the other night.
Was it that good?
No, it was something along the lines of
a Serbian film.
Oh, I forget the name of it, but it was so ridiculous. It was like Attack of This Killer Turkey. You familiar with this one, Mike?
Wait.
Is it Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've seen it.
I have not seen it, but I've seen the trailer. I watched it actually 3 weeks ago at one of my other places.
The turkey talks like a black man.
Yes, he does. You're absolutely right.
The turkey talks like a blam. That's actually the 7-word Michaela review.
Actually, Mike, since you're here, can I ask you something real quick? Have you seen the trailer for Human Centipede 2? Because I've heard about it, and
I saw it.
And could you get through it? Because I've heard it's really bad.
Well, no, the trailer's not that bad. I hear everything I've read about the movie, basically Tom Six, he's the director of the first one. He's director of this one. He got a lot of flack because a lot of people thought the first one wasn't nearly as intense as they had touted that it was.
It wasn't at all. I mean, it was interesting and whatever, but it was
like a Lifetime family movie.
Yeah, but it was an hour and a half.
Baxter Burney, mouth to ass.
Yeah, but it's an hour and a half long ass to mouth movie with way too few tits.
Right. So how? Like, yeah, but I've heard the same thing. I've heard that the sequel is like crazy intense.
Well, the sequel apparently takes place. It's out of the film. The film exists in this movie.
Right. It the first one was a film, and this guy is a fan of it, and he wants to recreate it. But
look at them being highbrow. That's wonderful.
And he wants to do 12 of them now. He wants 12.
Of course. Why not?
Yeah.
It is a lofty goal. You know, 12 human centipedes.
I've seen the most horrible movie ever, so I don't need to.
Do you care to discuss it?
Yeah, well, we discussed it once.
No, we haven't discussed it. We've teased at it, but we've never discussed it. And Mike, it disturbs Owen.
Mike, I don't want to see it. I'm sure you've heard about it. Serbian film.
Serbian film?
Yeah.
No, I have not heard of this.
Oh, not heard of this? Okay. Please describe, Duncan.
I can't even watch Audition, so forget about it.
Oh, Audition's awesome.
I can't do it.
No,
this is bad, though, Mike. This is bad.
Okay, it's a Serbian film, obviously, made by a Serbian director who, let me just set this up. He gets arrested in damn near every country that he premieres the film in.
Right.
Because of its subject matter.
And the subject matter is?
The subject matter is a retired porn star gets brought in to do one last film that'll set his family up forever so that he can, you know, doesn't have to do porn anymore. They won't tell him what it is. He signs a contract. They won't tell him what it is. They give him an earbud, and that's it. And they just drop him off in a situation. And it ends up being like a really rough kind of like, you know, really sadistic rape kind of thing. And, you know, like raping this woman in front of a child. And that's a little off.
No, I'm good.
Hold on. Yeah, right, but see, that's all you need to hear. And that's the Disney part of it. You know what
it's
I mean?
Not
like
even
that's
done
the,
yet, Mike. It's not even started.
That isn't even started.
It's
so
bad,
if that puts
man.
You off, it's terrible. And, and for me, like, all right, I will preface it. I love Satan. I mean, I love all things evil.
He means
and
that
disturb-
in a joking
yeah.
way.
Yeah, but
you
I mean,
the cartoony
like,
Satan with the tights and the
you got
in, Saddam. The, like, in the plastic.
The South Park Satan.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
And I like
the
really
church's Satan.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
I like really creepy evil shit. And this movie, when it got done,
I felt
hurt inside.
See, there's the thing.
I'm a scumbag to the core.
To the
and
core,
it hurt
Mike.
Me.
To the core.
I'm a huge horror fan. A huge horror fan. But there, I have a point where if it's not fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I mean, Audition, a lot of the Japanese, Ichi the Killer, like those.
Yeah, Tokyo Gore Police.
Borderline, I mean, where you're like. You're watching it going, okay, I'm kind of getting this.
But there's something about a Japanese or like a Chinese film that doesn't quite seem real.
It's over the top and it's cartoony. This movie.
It's that plastic.
It's the R's to L's thing.
Yeah, it's true. The R's to L's.
A Serbian film, the thing is, it's a beautiful movie. Like, it's shot so well and it's so well lit. But the subject matter is so disturbing that. And now I want to watch it again because I've suffered through it once and there's no way I can ever unsee it.
When was it made? How old is it?
A year or two.
Yeah, it's pretty recent. It's pretty recent.
It's pretty recent.
Is it on Netflix?
Absolutely not.
No, I don't think Netflix is going to be having
this
one. This
was
on.
This was a BitTorrent only.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Mike, sorry, about Serbian film, but Mike, I did have one thing that you have to promise me you can do. How quick can you pull up the lyrics and recite us in the Bill Cosby voice? The boom boom. By Nicki Minaj. Come on, man. Do it. Come on.
I have not heard this, so I would love to hear this.
What's the name of the song?
I have not a fucking clue what we're talking about, so this will be wonderful.
Hold on a second.
You
don't know who Nicki Minaj is?
Oh, I know that bit.
So it made it your way, huh?
Yeah, it made it my way. All this way.
Did Tony play it for you?
I have heard bits and pieces, but I want a bit of my own.
All right. Here we go. Ready?
All right. Fair enough.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, this is Bill Cosby. Here we go. This one is for the boys with the booming system. Top down AC with the cooling system. When he come up in the club, he be blazing. Got stacks on the deck. He be saving up. And he ill. He real. He might got a deal. He pop bottles and he got the right kind of build. He cold, he dope, he might sell coke. I don't know. Always in the air, but never fly coach. Be a motherfucking trip. Trip sailor with the ship ship. And he making drip drip, kiss him on the lip lip. That's the kind of dude I was looking for. And yes, you'll get slapped if you're looking whole. He got the super bass, the boom, but the boom boom. Boom, but the boom boom bass. Yeah, that's the super bass. There
you go. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Mike Aiello, man, it's been an honor having you call us. It's fantastic. Been great talking to you. Call anytime, man. That's it's fucking awesome. That's going to go down in podcast history, I'm sure.
Viral video tomorrow.
Yeah,
you're going to get arrested or a lawsuit from Bill Cosby.
Oh, yeah. It's too good. It's too good.
That's my new ringtone right there.
That is. I got it.
Seriously, Mike, thanks a lot. And Summer, are you still there?
Yes.
Darling. I love you.
I love you too.
Are you drinking your wind?
No, I've got water. I'm very boring tonight.
Aw.
Wah, wah.
Cutting coupons.
Yeah, literally, she's cutting coupons. This is our life.
That's awesome.
Work thing, and then we come home and put the kids to sleep, and I watch her cut coupons.
And then you find ridiculous podcasts to tune into and call it on the internet.
And
apparently.
Count how many buttholes you've seen.
And count how many buttholes.
As it wasn't an actual count, it's just an estimate.
I am still the butthole queen.
Yes, you are.
Christian,
yes,
you are. The new butthole.
But you'll be happy to know, while she's cutting coupons, we are both watching
porn.
The top 50 oh my god moments of WWE wrestling.
Yeah. Yes.
Hell yeah.
Now wait, just very quickly, are these just WWE moments, or are we going back to like WWF times too?
Oh, we have to go back.
No, it goes all, it's the whole history.
Okay, good.
They
good,
just have to call it
that's
WWE
back when I
now.
Used to watch.
Look, I'm calling number one is Mick Foley getting thrown off the cell.
That's a big one. I'm thinking Shawn Michaels, Brutus the Barber Beefcake, through the shop window.
No, that wasn't Brutus the Barber Beefcake. It was Marty Jannetty.
Well, no, yeah, but through Brutus the Barber. Yeah,
yeah, the barber shop.
Yeah, it was
window.
The Rockers, Marty Jannetty. Yeah, he threw it through the Brutus the Barber.
Dude, I still have those toys.
Dude, oh, my God.
I remember a time when The Undertaker was still a character.
Favorite wrestler of all time, Mike. Favorite wrestler
and
of all time.
Hold on.
This is a very serious question. For the callers.
Favorite wrestler of all time, Mike Aiello.
Go. Oh.
God, favorite wrestler of all time?
Of all time.
Yeah. Oh,
that's easy for me.
You know what? I'd have to go with The Rock.
Go
really?
With The Rock.
That's
awesome. If I had to go new school, old school, I'd definitely go Roddy Piper.
Oh, yeah, Roddy
because
Piper.
Because of They Live Alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's that. Yeah. There's
no, that. Rock is a hell of a showman. Hell of a man on the mic, and he delivered it in the ring.
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
He's good all around.
Yep.
Yeah, hell of an actor. He's really the only one that's kind of broken away to actually
do other stuff.
Do something else.
If we did,
you know what?
Well,
if
no,
we,
that's not true.
If
actually.
We discount the Tooth Fairy,
well, there's that.
Yeah.
Now I love him in Be Cool and Walking
he
Tall and the Rundown.
Cool.
You know what? He's got timing. He's got timing.
Yeah, he's good.
He knows how to do it.
His in-ring presence shows that alone. Summer, can I guess yours?
Go for it.
Mick Foley.
Of course.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
She would leave me for Mick
and
Foley right now.
Me and Summer still need our Dude Love t-shirts.
Yes, we do. I have my Cactus Jack and I have my Mankind.
I was just going to say I have Cactus Jack and Mankind. I have two Cactus Jack shirts in my closet right now.
I gotta tell you something.
What's funny is I cannot bring myself to get rid of them. It's like every year I go through my crap and I'm like, oh, I never wear these.
Can't.
I cannot get rid of them.
What days would you wear those? What era of summer was that?
When Mike and I first met, because we...
Many moons ago.
I was really into the Texas Deathmatch scene.
It was one of the things that he thought was cool about me, that I actually like had been watching wrestling and I knew wrestlers prior to what was happening at that point, which was in 98.
Yeah.
Right on.
back in the day.
I was like
she's got quite a leg lock too.
I do.
Nice.
I was a sophomore.
I can do the old Mae Young if you know what I mean.
Whoa, family show here, people. Not really. Not at all.
Not at all. No, not even a little bit. Slightest.
No.
Let's talk about buttholes.
That's true.
Back to the buttholes.
Family butthole show.
Am I going to get lynched if I say, along with the peanut butter and jelly, I've never seen wrestling? Ever.
Oh, my what, suck. Adam?
I know. I
why do you bring these people
I think
on
he might be more gay than Christian.
I may
be. No. Wait, hold on.
No one's more gay than me. You all know.
Okay, wait.
Okay, so the answer to that question is yes, I will get lynched if I say that. Just back it up.
We're working together on Monday, and I will bring a whole entire folder full of crap you're going to need.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I just say one thing real quick? Gay people, there are two things that gay people like for whatever reason that straight people like too. And it's professional wrestling and roller coasters. No, seriously. No, I know so many freaking gays. Well, I'll
and why and is that? Why is that, Christian?
Why do they love anal
sex? It's a mystery to me too. Honestly, we go. I just know, like, for instance, let's take Ace, you know, the American coaster enthusiast. So many of them are fucking homosexuals. I don't
fucking
know.
Fucking homosexuals.
I'm going coaster enthusiasts
no.
to homosexuals. What's
no.
going on
no,
here?
No. I'm
never going on any roller coaster again.
Because you might catch the gay.
I might catch the gay.
I don't know why there are two things. Like and wrestling as well. Like there are a lot of gay people who
well,
really
that one's
like
fairly
that one's
obvious.
Fairly obvious.
I know, but that wasn't the reason I got into it, though. Maybe it's more the theatrical
They like
thing.
The stories.
Yeah, no, it's a theatrical Because
it's a soap opera for dudes.
There you go.
But yeah, exactly. There are a couple of things where it's like gay people really like it and straight people really like it too, and those are like two of the things that I think of.
They
like
it
Broadway
for a few
musicals.
Different reasons. Yeah,
Broadway.
I'm straight as the day is long, and I love Broadway.
Yeah,
okay.
Which makes me a little bit gay.
Yeah,
gay-ish.
And I'm okay with it. Gay-ish. I should be sitting on that couch.
It's not like I hate Broadway, but come on.
Dude, I've been a stagehand for so long. Do you know how many Broadway musicals
they
I've
all
worked?
Look, they're all the same show.
No, they're not.
No, they're
They're
not.
All the same show.
No, they're not.
They're boring
they're
now.
They're boring now. Some of them are boring. Yeah.
Don't
shit.
Make me get off the gay couch and come over there and beat
Let's face it, Phantom of the Opera is essentially Batboy the musical. Just redone.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Okay, Adam, what you just said, nobody understood, except for maybe me and Summer. And...
Well, I'm going to agree with it because it makes me sound intelligent.
Was it not big over here?
No.
Done.
Jesus.
Never mind.
By the way, Mike and Summer, I have no idea what they were talking about.
Exactly.
Not a fucking clue.
That's the point I was making.
See, everything I know about Broadway musicals is from the backstage point of view, so I don't really care about it.
So a lot of gay guys fucking.
No.
Yeah, that's in the wardrobe. That's why I don't work in wardrobe.
No.
Oh,
yeah.
That's why you do.
That's where it happens.
Yeah.
And I'm not that snappy of a dresser, Jesus.
God, I think we need to let Mike go. Oh, I think we're destroying
his
night.
About to...
No, not at all.
No.
Not at all. This was awesome.
Mike,
we could have.
Honor talking to you.
No problem.
Cool calling in, man. Call in anytime, seriously.
You got it. And the boom boom.
And the boom boom.
And the boom boom.
Thank you so much.
That's awesome.
Summer, we love you.
Bye. See you guys.
Bye. That was a pretty legitimately awesome phone call.
Yeah.
You know? That was good. That's pretty rad that we got the legend himself, Bill Cosby, to call in.
Yeah. That was two for the price of one. Yeah.
It really was.
That was more like three for the price of one.
I like
actually.
His Cosby better than the Cosby's Cosby.
Yeah.
Well, you know? When was the last time you actually saw Bill Cosby do anything?